Energy forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 83. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 58. High of 89 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Kansas' federal public defender program is working with U.S. Senator Jerry Moran in Washington, D.C., asking him to intervene before many vulnerable Kansans may not have proper representation, saying that the federal legal support system has potentially cut millions of dollars and may be cutting the budget here in the state of Kansas to help support and fund the program. As KAKE News reports, the U.S. federal public defender system provides legal representation for criminal defendants who cannot afford legal fees, with the program having been in place since 1963. They say, however, with the underfunding of Congress for the 2024 fiscal year, the office could be seeing a 3-5% drop in its budget, forcing staff to cut and leaving some of the poorest Americans without constitutionally mandated protections. According to the program, they say they need roughly $1.5 billion to keep running and say they could see a reduced funding of roughly $71 million for the upcoming year. According to the report, in Kansas, it could affect the state's 40-member team. Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to KAKE News because you need someone who is on your side, someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KAKE News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. With the ongoing investigations and cleanup efforts and recovery, with the fires going down in Maui, Hawaii, with so far at least 93 people having been confirmed dead and what they're calling the deadliest wildfire to ever hit the United States in the past century. And it's all hands on decks with the recovery effort, with volunteers all over the nation coming in to try and help those that were affected, including right here in the state of Kansas, as volunteers from the American Red Cross, including Shelley Hauser from the Wamego area, said they're taking a passion to try and get people back on their feet.
Some of us are put in different positions. They're basically helping people in a shelter, doing whatever they need. They need help setting up cots, if they need help getting blankets, if we need to stand at the door to make sure that it's only the affected people that are coming in. We don't want any outsiders coming into it. So each one of us has a different position that we do.
If you would like to help, you can text Fire Relief to 51555 or go to salvationarmyhawaii.org.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Amtrak train station in Hastings, Nebraska is undergoing many renovations, where they say they're in the early stages of doing renovations inside of the station. However, the demos are still underway. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to officials, they say that the renovations should be completed right around Thanksgiving time and will have an entirely new look inside and also be handicap accessible, as they're working to extend the platform out to South Colorado Avenue within the city.
We're building and upgrading the lavatories inside the Hastings station. We want to make sure the activation of the doors in and out of the station and in and out of the lavatories at Hastings are accessible for everyone, including actuators, buttons that people can push to open those doors. That's important to us and important to our customers.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, where they say that it's just good and ethical obligations and business moves to improve and eliminate barriers that inhibit service, but also help with departure times and make things run smoothly.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 364 Marysville School Board meeting Monday unanimously approved for publication a mill levy of 58.972 for 2024, which is nearly even with the previous year. A budget hearing is set for September 11th, 6 p.m. in the Junior Senior High Innovation Center. Overall district expenditures will top $19 million. Estimated attendance numbers for the new school year include 370 junior, senior high, 341 elementary, and 51 in pre-K. Janine Debley will serve this year as instructional coach and will work with teachers and administration. A number of staff positions were hired, with Trent Becker, transportation director, replacing Ross Wright, who has resigned. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has rescinded a boil water advisory for the city of Oquito. The advisory was issued last week because of a line break, resulting in a loss of pressure in the system. Lab testing samples collected from the city indicate no evidence of bacteriological contamination. All other conditions that place the system at risk of contamination are deemed safe by officials, rescinding a boil water advisory for the city of Oquito. Gage County authorities last week reported that a local resident had purchased a pickup off a social media site for cash and was in fact buying a stolen vehicle. The buyer and seller met in St. Joe, Missouri, and what appeared to be a valid title was presented. When that paperwork was taken to the sheriff's office as required by law, it was discovered to be false. A state fraud investigator is assisting to see if the incident may be connected to other cases in Nebraska. Gage County authorities served a search warrant August 7th east of Blue Springs along East Olive Road between 59th and South 66th Roads. Items reported stolen, recent burglaries in Blue Springs and Wymore, as well as drugs and paraphernalia, were located inside a camper on the property. Charges including suspicion of stolen property, possession of controlled substance with intent to distribute, and related drug charges face 44-year-old Paul Pond and 39-year-old Amber Pond, who were arrested. Marshall County Arts Cooperative is featuring an exhibit of Eleanor Carlson of Blue Rapids. The art Carlson has created over the past 10 years is on exhibit through the month of August. The Arts Center in Marysville is open Thursdays 4 until 6, Sundays noon to 3, Tuesdays 4 until 6. The annual Beatty Meidel Festival Fun begins Friday, with activities continuing Saturday. Kids games and free hot dogs, co-ed softball, a cornhole tournament, and a glow runner planned Friday. Saturday, the truck show will include a convoy beginning at Fairview Corner, leaving at 9 a.m. Milo and corn exhibits, inflatables, kids games, this year axe throwing, horseshoes, and cornhole. They will have a parade Saturday, beginning at 4 o'clock, featuring the Topeka Drumline, and the Sons of Sterling perform live at 7 Saturday, with fireworks at 10 in Beatty. Performers are invited to take part in the annual Pony Express Festival at the Hollenbrook Station State Historic Site near Hanover, Sunday, August 27th. Welcome anytime from 11 to 3. Any talents welcome. Connections with period music especially encouraged. For additional information, contact Bruce Dierking, Dierking at BlueValley.net. Tim Davis of Blue Rapids passed away July 15th. A celebration of life service will be held this Saturday, August 19th, noon to 5 at the Blue Rapids Community Center.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, expecting pleasant conditions with our high temperatures on the cooler side of average as high pressure dominates our weather pattern. With highs by this afternoon working up into the lower to middle range of the 80s, but a gradual warming trend expected over the next few days as that high pressure system slides on off to the east and a warm frontal boundary eventually works up from the southwest. Highs in the upper 80s close to that 90 degree mark by the time we get to Friday, and then looking to stay high and dry into your upcoming weekend, expecting lower 100s for high temperatures both Saturday and into the day on Sunday. Still not expecting any precipitation chances through the first half of the upcoming work week, and still on the hot side as well with highs around 101 looking at your Monday. Still expecting lower 100s on Tuesday with highs still well into the 90s even into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-August 89, record high on this date 109, the average low 67 and the record low 46. Sunset this evening 8:24, sunrise in the morning at 6:40.
Have you noticed that Swiss cheese isn't quite what it used to be? All about the mystery of the disappearing holes on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 17th, the 229th day of the year. Actor Robert De Niro turns 80 today, and this was the final day of the Woodstock Music and Art Fair in 1969. Why is Swiss cheese full of holes? They're created by carbon dioxide bubbles formed in the aging process, but you may have noticed fewer holes in recent decades. That's because the U.S., in order to prevent malfunctioning of deli slicers, is regulating the maximum allowable size. And it's recently been discovered that old-time milking methods, which allowed hay particles to settle into the product, also contributed to more holes. More hygienic operations have eliminated those. Producers may soon have to create artificial holes just so we recognize it as Swiss cheese. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The AD Milo Festival Fun begins Friday with kids games and free hot dogs at 6. Go-ahead softball and cornhole tournaments start at 7 and the glow run at 9. Saturday, a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, opening at 9. Inflatables, putt-putt golf, horseshoes, and cornhole with the kids' pedal pull start at 10. Yard games at noon, an antique tractor pull at 1. A kids' beach party Saturday at 2, and the Milo Fest parade Saturday at 4. Sons of Sterling perform live at 7 with fireworks at 10 p.m. Beatty Milo Festival sponsors include Wanklin Oil, proudly serving Northeast Kansas with gas, diesel, propane, oil, grease, and lubricants. Convenient delivery and payment options from Wanklin Oil. M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort, your CarQuest provider with the expertise, parts, and tools to keep you rolling. M&R Auto Parts. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Contact Rob Olmsted or see their listings at olmstedrealestate.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a new era for athletics at the University of Kansas after the announcement of the re-envisioned David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium that's set to open in 2025. As Cake News reports, the announcement came from the Jayhawk Welcome Center earlier this week, where they say construction on the new football stadium is set to begin in December of this year, where they say the stadium will be able to feature new seating, more food and beverage offerings from concessions, along with more restroom facilities. The plan also is set to build a conference center and multi-use facilities, as well as combination of new retail and dining outlets for KU students and employees to enjoy on campus.
Generational, transformational, historic, and a day that I really believe we'll look back on some years down the road, and only then will we grasp the significance of this launch point.
That was the Chancellor of Kansas University, Doug Girard, on Cake News, where they say the first phase of the construction will begin shortly after the football season this year at the end of 2023. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Hey, farmers, check this out.
Ameristand 455 TQ Alfalfa is a Roundup-ready alfalfa with a good winter hardiness and averages 4 to 5 cuttings a season. Check out Ameristand 455 TQ.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
It's a bit of a rough start for the Kansas City Chiefs, wrapping up game number one of the preseason that happened on Sunday last week, as the Kansas City Chiefs ended up placing tight end Jody Fortson on a season-ending injury reserve list, along with placing three other wide receivers on the injury list for competing for a job after the preseason opener. Fortson had appeared for the Kansas City Chiefs in 19 different games with 14 catches and 155 yards and 2 touchdowns over the past 2 years with the team. The announcement came from the Chiefs as they also announced losing wide receiver Nico Romingo for a dislocation shoulder, Justin Ross to a knee and hamstring injury, and Amir Smith-Marset for a groin injury that began their final week of camp at the Missouri Western State University. Overall, according to head coach Andy Reid, they say that they've been relatively healthy throughout training camp, with the biggest losses coming from wide receiver Kadarius Toney having a knee injury that happened back in late July, but could be back for the early part of the season. Kansas City Chiefs are back in action again on Saturday on the road against the Arizona Cardinals at 7 p.m. kickoff.
All new for 2024 and just arrived at the Nordis Motor Company is a Chevy Equinox RS, priced at $34,500, brand new. They have a new 2023 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive pickup, a Chevy Silverado 1500 model Trail Boss, and a Chevy Silverado 1500 model LTZ with the Duramax diesel at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Since 1976, Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions has been your farm and home marketing team. Let the experienced family team of Tom and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you when buying or selling a home or farmland. Delivering timely, honest, and professional guidance, visit olmstedrealestate.com to view current listings and auctions. Your farm and home marketing team is Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Harvest season is upon us. Whether you grew your own fruit or visit a pick-your-own farm, knowing when to harvest will provide the best flavor and nutritional value. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Harvest peaches and plums when they are fully colored, sweet, and juicy. Harvesting at this stage of full maturity ensures the best flavor, but minimizes storage time to several weeks in the refrigerator. Pick apples just before they reach maturity. This is when the indentation at the stem end turns from green to yellow. Ripe fruit easily pulls off the branch without breaking the stem. Harvest pears before they start falling from the tree. Remove the fruit when they turn from a dark green to yellowish green. The spots on the skins, called lenticels, should turn from white to brown. Harvest ripe apples and pears by holding the fruit in the palm of your hand. Twist, lift, and pull. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
All are welcome to the Barnes Antique and Junk Fest, August 19th, along Center Street in Barnes, starting at 9 a.m. Vendors, shoppers, and the curious alike are all welcome. Vendor spots are still open. Message the Sunflower Mercantile on Facebook to claim yours. Citywide garage sales plus kids' inflatables, all together with the Barnes Antique and Junk Fest, Saturday, August 19th, from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Today we take a look at a very old Pontiac wagon. No, we're not talking about a station wagon, but rather an 1800s wagon, the type pioneers used to move west. It's the beginning of a transportation legend, and it's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with machine repeat to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Pontiac began as a buggy company in 1893. Tim Dye says the Pontiac Oakland Museum here has a very rare piece of that history.
We have one of two Pontiac buggies known to exist, so we're very lucky to have that on display.
Tim Dye is founder and director of the museum, which grew from his private car collection in Oklahoma. Visitors often talk about how this is not an ordinary car museum. You won't find car models here in rows.
We have a lot of displays that kind of put the cars in their time and place. We have a 64 Safari station wagon in a full camping setting that brings back so many memories to people. To the kids, I joke that that's a 1960s SUV.
Some of the cars are on permanent display. Others rotate through the exhibits, but all are special pieces of history.
We have a 24 Oakland that is an example of the first car in the auto industry with quick drying paint, and it still has its original paint. We have a 31 Oakland, which has the first one-piece cast V8 block in it.
And since GM no longer makes new Pontiacs, this museum has taken on a greater meaning to Tim.
This is it. There is no other place. When GM announced they were dropping the Pontiac, I jokingly turned to my wife and said, well, I guess it's up to us now, because if they don't care about selling new Pontiacs, they sure don't care about preserving the history.
Not only is it a great little museum, but Tim reminds, the price is right.
People are always surprised to find out that all the museums here in Pontiac are free. We're open 7 days a week, except major holidays.
Traveling the countryside in Pontiac, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.
Midwest Land and Home is holding a land auction Saturday, August 26th, 10 a.m. at the FNB Bank Community Room in Washington. up for auction is 480 acres of northern Washington County land being sold in four tracts. Tracts 1, 3, and 4 are predominantly native grass pasture with excellent water and good fences. Track 2 is an 80-acre tract with 52 acres of cropland, 10 acres of hay meadow, and the remainder being excellent wildlife habitat. Tracts are located approximately 11 miles north of Washington, Kansas, between Washington County State Lake and the Nebraska border. All tracts are easily accessible from good county and township gravel roads. This area is known for its excellent native grass pasture and giant white-tailed deer habitat. All Midwest land and home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bidders must register no later than 12 p.m. Thursday, August 24th. For information or to view these great properties, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Mark Ulick at 785-747-8568. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
It has been said, if it won't hold water, it won't hold goats. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A good goat fence means better management of the herd and less frustration for you when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Anyone who raises goats probably has a few ornery ones who think they have the run of the place and manage to escape from every pen they're put in. A goat will take every opportunity to get over or through a fence. Melanie Barkley is an extension educator at Penn State University. She says electric fencing is a good option to prevent escapees.
A lot of folks will use high tensile. They will put 5 to 6 wires, and the bottom wire and the third wire up are often electrified, and usually the top wire then also. Now, they can also use woven wire fence, but if the goats have horns, they tend to get stuck in the fence. So one thing you can do with that is put one strand of an electric wire on the inside of the fence to keep them from pushing up against the woven wire fence.
You could run an electric wire parallel to anything a goat sees as a challenge to jump over. After the first zap or two, most goats will respect it with no problem. But she says they're also very good at noticing when you unplug the fence and there's no electricity flowing through the wire. Some people pen in their goats with a chain link fence or livestock panels. Goats love to climb, so another option is fencing with vertical bars so they can't stand on them. Barkley says the most important detail of any fencing is the height.
Most goats are able to jump very well, so you need fences that are going to not only keep them off the fence, but also be high enough to keep them from jumping over. I mean, a board fence will work fine as long as it's high enough. I would do it at least 4 feet, 48 inches.
No matter what method you choose, be sure not to scrimp on quality, equipment, or planning. If there is a flaw in your fence, your goats will find it. Find more goat fencing tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Turning with thee.
When you were a kid, did you ever think it would take forever to grow up and be an adult? And then before you knew it, you were graduating from high school and then college? Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, retirement can be like that too. It seems a long way off, but if you're not ready for it, you could be taken by surprise. So, what's the best way to prepare for retirement? Well, you can start with your goals. Do you have hobbies or interests you'll want to pursue? Do you still want to work? How much will you need for housing, medical care, other necessities? And don't forget to ask God what He has in mind for your later years. There can be lots of questions when it comes to preparing for retirement, and a financial professional is a great resource to help you think through planning for those later years, so you'll have enough for yourself, your family, and to share with others. So if you aren't prepared for retirement, start now. It'll give you the financial clarity you need to live a meaningful and grateful life.
Performers are invited to take part in the annual Pony Express Festival at the Hollaberg Station State Historic Site near Hanover, Sunday, August 27th, and are welcome 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Any talents welcome, and connections with period music especially encouraged. For additional information, contact Bruce Dierking at dierking@bluevalley.net.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
KNDY.
Be aware of liabilities that come along with agritourism. That's next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Before you turn your farm into a tourist destination, make sure you know what you're getting into from a liability standpoint. Roger McCohen is a professor of agricultural law and taxation at Washburn University School of Law in Topeka, Kansas.
Agritourism activities on the farm, they're used by farmers and ranchers to generate additional income. And there are various laws that govern liability issues. There are recreational use statutes that provide greater liability protection.
McCohen says farmers also have to be careful about selling farm products direct to a person who comes to the farm.
To buy beef directly from a cattle producer, the law treats that transaction differently. The matter turns on whether the animal owner is the end consumer, and that's the key point. If the cattle producer sells processed beef to the buyer, then we have a bunch of rules that come into play with respect to the processing of that beef.
In short, says McGowan, anyone who sets foot on your farm property could become a liability.
Anytime we have third parties, whether they're guests or not, come on the premises and they get injured somehow, then there's that potential that the landowner could be liable. And a lot of it depends on their particular status.
For links to other liability resources from Roger McGowan, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Thursday, August the 17th, for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The recent downgrade of U.S. debt by Fitch Rating Service risks a bigger spending fight over USDA and other spending bills in September. Fitch was the second bond rating agency after Standard & Poor's to strip the U.S. of its AAA status, citing fiscal deterioration and 20 years of repeated debt ceiling fights and shutdowns. Ag Senator Chuck Grassley says it's a message to Congress about this year's debt reduction deal.
The McCarthy agreement with Biden is not enough, and it's not going to be changed for the next 12 months because I think the die is cast. And it's just, I think Fitch is trying to wake Congress up.
And that House GOP conservatives ready to make a tougher stand on spending cuts for USDA and possibly authorize spending for SNAP in the farm bill.
They are digging in more, but I think if you went that route and the Democrats are going to be against it, you're never going to get 218 Republicans to be for it.
Leaving conservatives unable to get a majority to prevail, but also risking further mayhem as the September 30th fiscal year deadline draws near. But Grassley's targeting his own cuts in the farm bill, starting with the Commodity Credit Corporation.
Of course, $8 billion through CC is nothing to be afraid of, but I don't have a figure from CBO on my payment limits. But that usually comes in at several hundred million. Then I think the rest of it's going to come from food stamps. And I think that's going to be a very major battle between Republicans and Democrats on the committee.
And that's a look at your Mid-America Ag News for this Thursday, August the 17th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August. Cool off in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino. Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9. Saturdays from 7 to 11. Play Ducks of Love and win up to $3,000. More entertainment, more attractions, and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Where the winners play, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Hey, farmers, check this out.
Ameristand 455 TQ alfalfa is a Roundup-ready alfalfa with a good winter hardiness and averages 4 to 5 cuttings a season. Check out Ameristand 455 TQ.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-
Friday, August the 18th, Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be selling over 300 head of choice reputation Angus, black, white, base, and a few red Angus fall calving cows and bred heifers, including two dispersals. These cattle will start selling at 11 a.m., and many are 2 to 5 years old. They're all bred to calving ease registered bulls. This will be an outstanding offering. A fall calving cow will also be selling several consignments, replacement heifers, and feeder calves. For more information on these fall calving cow consignments to sell at the Manhattan Commission Company Friday, August the 18th at 11 a.m., please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
The American Carbon Alliance was born to work through emotional discussions and highlight the real benefits of carbon capture. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
The American Carbon Alliance is a new coalition coming together to talk about the benefits of carbon capture technology. The group is led by Chief Executive Officer and Executive Chairman Tom Bias, former CEO of Growth Energy and President of the National Farmers Union. He says the alliance was formed to talk about the benefits of the technology to everyone in rural America.
From the farmers that grow the corn to the ethanol producers and the communities that these plants reside in. Oftentimes the debate has been about a lot of of emotional issues and not necessarily about the benefits. So we created an alliance, and this alliance is to bring in everybody and anyone who's involved in the carbon capture industry in rural America to talk about these benefits. We just want them to be part of the debate, not exclusively based on emotional issues.
He talks about some of these specific benefits that carbon capture offers to rural America.
It lowers the carbon index for the production of ethanol, and the production of ethanol then qualifies for any future fuels. Sustainable aviation fuel, for example, is a potential 100 billion gallon market worldwide, and the airline companies are all under the gun to reduce their carbon score. And ethanol won't qualify as a feedstock to produce sustainable aviation fuel unless we get our carbon index down.
Baez says a lot of carbon exits an ethanol plant through its smokestack. It is processed and compressed and then is shipped through pipelines to areas of the country where it has some structure to be able to be put into the ground and capped and kept forever. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. You can find them online at PlutoCommodities.com. Dominic, how's it going, sir?
Good afternoon. The summer heat here has, well, turned up the bid in the corn market today. We've got September corn up 4 3/4 at 4.74 1/4. December corn up 5 1/4 at 4.86 3/4. In the soybeans, September up 2 cents at 13.36 3/4. Nove beans higher by 7 cents, 13.30 1/2. In the bean meal, we're a little lower here today. September down 6.60 a ton at 3.97.90. In the bean oil, we're up $1.06 at 67.83 for the September contract. For the wheat markets here, under some pressure today. September Chicago down 7 1/2, 5.90 1/4. Kansas City wheat's down 8 1/4 at 7.34 3/4. December KC wheat down 9 1/4 at 7.43 1/4. Spring wheat, September down 3 3/4 at 7.87 1/4. In the cattle markets here today, some more pressure, seen it all week. Cash looked steady to me, though. Seen bids to 188 up north, and looks like 177 to 179 traded in the south. August live cattle down 45 cents presently at 178.32. October live cattle down 72 cents at 178.55. These fat cattle down 87 at 182.70. Feeder cattle here, September down $1.77 at 247.22. October feeders lower by $1.50 at 249.40. Finally, in the pigs, we're higher by $1.10 today in the Octobers. For more information on these markets, give us a call here at Pluto Commodities. 877-87-PLUTO is the number, or visit us online at PlutoCommodities.com.
Market uncertainty is an everyday expectation. That's why you need Pluto Commodities. From daily market commentaries to focusing on a proper cost structure and risk management plan for your trading, Pluto Commodities creates an individualized plan to help you grow your own farm business. 877-87-PLUTO or online at PlutoCommodities.com, and make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DDA, Pluto Commodities. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at Horse Trailer.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Kansas State University's College of Agriculture holds many great opportunities for students. Kansas State University College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Minton discusses what's new on campus and what strides the college is making and advancing for the future. K-State Agriculture Economist Dustin Pindle has recently led a Center for Animal Health Economics for the Americas.
Dr. Dustin Pindle is one of our very, very accomplished agricultural economics professors. And, you know, he's really one of a few worldwide economists who focus on animal health. And he had a really great idea, brought it to college leadership. And, in fact, we visited with folks at the university level as well about going after a Center for Animal Health Economics of the Americas. And so, yeah, this process has been in the works for quite some period of time, and Dr. Pindle showed great leadership, and actually we received word not too very long ago that it's official and this is going to be established here. You know, it'll take some time to get it going, but really looking forward to the impact of this center. It fits with K-State being an animal health corridor. The economic implications of livestock health and disease are really at the heart of this center, so we're really happy that Dr. Pindle was able to pull this off.
Minton discusses how the diversity of their research extension team makes it one of a kind.
This points up the fact that we've just got a real diversity of expertise throughout our extension system. And one is a story brought forward by one of our specialists, Dr. Elizabeth Kish, just speaking about various aspects of financial, she called it ecosystem within lifetime financial success, and trying to understand those things which contribute to household finances. And I think what the story really points out is often there are no right or wrong answers, but it's a matter of understanding various aspects of things and settling in on what one's level of risk and comfort are with financial risk.
He highlights the work that's being done for updates on K-State's Manhattan campus.
Because it seems like I've been living it day in, day out, we're still continuing to develop our fundraising to support the building efforts that we have going, the Ag Innovation Initiative. So just in brief, the agronomy project north of the football stadium, the new animal science arena up by the Stanley Stout Center campus, the Global Center for Grain and Food Innovation, and then significant renovations to Cull and Weber Hall. These are things that we've been talking about for well over a year and still trying to push that project forward.
That was Kansas State University College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Minton with updates on the College of Agriculture as it strides to make it better for the future. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Beatty Model Festival proud to host the Sons of Sterling with Red Dirt and Rock and Country Music live Saturday night beginning at 7. Fireworks at 10. It's the Sons of Sterling live Saturday night in Beatty. Katie Milo Festival, proud to host the Sons of Sterling with Red Dirt and Rock and Country Music live Saturday night beginning at 7. Fireworks at 10. It's the Sons of Sterling live Saturday night in Beatty.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Northeast Kansas original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.